Grace Lee Boggs celebrates her 99th birthday this week. The Detroit woman is an icon of the Black Power, civil rights, and labor movement. She was born to Chinese immigrant parents in 1915, and she went on to become one of the only non-Black and female leaders in the Black Power movement. A new film about Grace Lee Boggs debuts on the POV series on PBS on June 30th. Its title, American Revolutionary, The Evolution of Grace Lee Boggs. Filmmaker Grace Lee joins us now from Los Angeles. It's so good to have you with us, Grace.
Thanks for having me.
We should get one thing off the table straight away. Despite the similarity in your names, you are not related to Grace Lee Boggs, yet your names did bring you together.
That's correct. I was making another film several years ago called The Grace Lee Project, which explored the many facets of Asian American women and the common, very common name of Grace Lee. And that's when I first met Grace Lee Boggs. And back then, I, even though the film was looking at Asian American identity and the name and unpacking the stereotype of the model minority, I knew when I met Grace Lee Boggs that I needed to make a longer film about her someday.
I'm interested in as you've gotten to know this remarkable woman over these 14 years and knowing she's such a renowned philosopher and an activist and a writer, how do you describe the impact she had on so many radical movements in this country?
One of the things, you know, in American Revolutionary, it took a while to figure out that this was really about the evolution of philosophy, the evolution of ideas, as informed by so many different movements that have happened in this country, you know, over the last century. And I think that what I was really drawn to, I can speak for myself. I don't know if I can speak for every activist in the country.
Sure.
But what I was really drawn to was this idea that evolution, I mean, she says this in a lot of her writings, is part of revolution and that we're constantly moving forward and sort of taking lessons from these movements and the and history, but not getting stuck in them, you know. And I think that, that the ability to really reflect on what a certain movement has given us and where, you know, where there might be contradictions and where you can sort of move forward from that is really, has been really helpful for me just in my own life, you know, even in the way that I think about, I'm not necessarily an activist, but I am a filmmaker, and the way that I think about telling stories or the way that I engage in the kind of work that I want to do, I think there's a lesson for anybody, and you don't have to be an activist.
Grace, as I watch the film, it's very, very clear. Grace Lee Boggs and you have really come to know and respect each other over these years that you've had your conversations. Has that crossed over, would you say, into outright affection?
Oh, sure. You know, I mean, I'm not related to Grace Lee Boggs. I don't, you know, but I feel like I've sort of adopted her as my philosophical grandmother, I guess. And I think that Grace has this effect on so many people. I think one of the things that she, that I really enjoy about her is her connection to young people. I think she gets energized by young people. She is energized by new ideas. She's always very respectful of what other people can bring to the table. You know, even though she's this accomplished person who has so many degrees and experiences under her belt, she's always looking for, you know, opportunities to learn more. And I think that that's so exciting. You know, I think there's, in this day and age where we're all behind screens and like texting and tweeting and all of this stuff, the art of conversation has really been lost on a lot of people. And I really appreciated that. And it just emphasized to me like just how vital that is to everybody and, you know, sort of moving forward. There's so many challenges in our daily lives. You know, the mere act of like having a conversation with someone reveals so much.
Well, in fact, you show us footage from a sit down, a dinner at her home in Maine. It was their retreat when she and her late husband, Jimmy Boggs. So there she was with a group of friends. And you can tell she's feisty and she can be biting and she's so passionate. And you actually asked one of the friends, well, does she make people cry? Did she make you cry? And she said, yeah, she makes everybody cry. I'm just wondering, did she ever make you cry?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not. I wasn't. Yes,
she did.
But not in a way that was, you know, upsetting to me.
Yes.
You know, it's just, I think it's really important to emphasize just how, you know, it's challenging. I mean, that's what I'm alluding to when you go back to conversation. There are hard conversations and challenging conversations to be had, but they're worth it. You know,
yeah.
I don't think she's doing it to be mean or intentionally hurt somebody. It's, you know, when you're really confronted with ideas and the power of them, I think it can be emotional, you know,
very
and
passionate.
People are passionate. Yeah. So it's great. You know, there's nothing wrong with crying.
No, there's not. And her passion is very, very clear. What are you hoping that people will take away from the story of this 99-year-old Detroiter?
You know, it's interesting. There was one festival that Grace accompanied the film, and she says it's called The Evolution of Grace Lee Boggs, but it's really the evolution of us. And I think that's really true. I mean, this is a story of not only Grace, but also of Detroit. It's also a story about the United States. And for me, as somebody who is a student of history and interested in American history, I think it's really important for us to know these stories that may not necessarily be so familiar, but they're just sort of under the surface. I think that and the combination of really, you know, using conversation to sort of grapple with new ideas and sort of forge new relationships is something that I hope that the film can engender with the viewers, starting new conversations about so many different things.
Filmmaker Grace Lee, her documentary American Revolutionary, The Evolution of Grace Lee Boggs, will debut on the POV series on PBS on June 30th. It was good to talk with you, Grace. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.